The pressure on the world's leading climate science group continues to mount, with a senior member of Greenpeace calling for the IPCC chairman, Rajendra Pachauri, to resign. And India has announced that it will set up its own version of the IPCC to assess climate change. The United Nations climate change chief, Ivo de Boer, has defended Dr. Pachauri, suggesting that vested interests may be behind a campaign to discredit him. Simon Lauder.
The recent revelation that the Himalayan glaciers will still be around in 2035 gives South Asian countries more time to find alternative sources of water. It's also landed the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in hot water. India's Environment Minister, Jairam Ramesh.
Undoubtedly, there was a scare and a panic that got created, which was clearly out of place and didn't have any scientific basis.
The IPCC's admission that it was wrong about the rate of glacial melt was a boon for climate change sceptics. Now there's also criticism from Greenpeace. The Environment Group's UK director, John Sauvin, has used an interview with the Times of London newspaper to pressure the IPCC chairman, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, to resign. Mr. Sauvin says Dr. Pachauri was too slow to admit the mistake, and the IPCC's credibility can't be restored unless there's a new chairman to fundamentally review how the panel works. The climate campaigner with Greenpeace Australia, John Hepburn, says public opinion of the IPCC has suffered.
Look, I'm not going to give comment on individual staffing within the IPCC. I think they need to manage their public reputation, certainly. Mistakes, if they're made, need to be picked up. They need to be made public. We need to move on.
Mr. Hepburn says the panel's damaged image will be a problem when it releases its next assessment report.
The momentum and the attack against climate science is growing from the sceptics. And when the next IPCC report comes out, I think we can expect a much bigger pushback than we've had in the last couple of years.
India's Environment Minister Jairam Ramesh told the broadcaster Times Now he still respects the IPCC, but India will also do its own climate change projections from now on.
We've had goof-ups on the glaciers, we've had goof-ups on the Amazon, we have goof-ups on the snow peaks, you know, in some of the mountains. You know, but the IPCC is a responsible body, is a network of 2,000 scientists or thereabouts from across the country, from across the world. I respect the IPCC. But, you know, at the same time, what we have said is that India is a large country, India is a variegated country, we can't depend only on IPCC. So we have launched the Indian Network on Comprehensive Climate Change Assessment, what I call INCA. It's 125 research institutions across the country. We will have international collaboration. It's some sort of an Indian IPCC.
Dr. Pachauri has said he won't resign over the dodgy forecast for the Himalayan glaciers. The UN's climate chief, Ivo de Boer, says there's a concerted effort to discredit the IPCC and Dr. Pachauri, and he's questioned whether commercial interests are behind it.
With his reputation and a Nobel Prize in his pocket, the people that stand to suffer economically as a result of climate change policy will be upset.
Ivo de Boer says the panel's scientific credibility remains intact.
It has been admitted by the IPCC that a mistake has been made, and clearly, of course, that damages that scientific body. But nonetheless, I think the underlying science is so robust and has gone through such a thorough process.
Other environment groups are reluctant to join the British arm of Greenpeace in calling for Dr. Pachauri to resign. John Connor is the chief executive of the Climate Institute.
I think it doesn't need to cascade to those levels. I think it's important that we stay focused on the fact that this is in no way a killer blow on the vast bulk of the science, or the fact that all the academies, the CSIRO of science, both here in Australia and around the world, are still very concerned about global warming.
The chief executive of the Climate Institute, John Connor, ending Simon Lauder's report.